people say, you know, Jesus don't heal anymore. I said, well, you have the privilege to be wrong if you want to. I've seen him heal thousands of people. You know, when you've seen God heal thousands and do hundreds of miracles, it's hard to convince you he don't do miracles or healing no more. You know that? It's very difficult. And of course, some of you in this room have probably received a healing from the Lord. You know, is there anybody in here over your life that has received a healing that came directly from God? Oh, wow. So, you know, it's very difficult to convince you that God doesn't heal, isn't it? And especially when he does it for you wonderfully, miraculously quick. Is that right? Now, whenever we get healed over a period of time, you know, someone will say, well, like this friend of mine that was up at Baptist Church one day. He was about my age now, I guess. This had been 15 years ago. He come in church and he said, I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer. He said, I was in the doctor's office Friday and he checked my blood. He said, it's awful. And I've got to be in the doctor's hospital, in the office of the hospital Monday morning at 7 o'clock, and they're going to do surgery on me for prostate. He says, I want y'all to pray for me before we go home. Well, I'm a member of a Baptist church. I'm a deacon in that Baptist church, little church about this size. So we get through with the service that night, and the pastor closes in a word of prayer, and he said, we're dismissed. I jump up and I said, wait a minute, Brother Martin, there's something we forgot. He said, what do you mean? I said, you know, he asked us to pray for him. He's got prostate cancer. Oh, that's right, Fred. I'm so sorry. We didn't pray for you, Fred. I'm sorry. I forgot that. And I said, now, you know, I know some of y'all in this room don't believe in healing like I do. But I said, the Word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Mark 16, 17, and 18. I said, Fred, can I come over here and lay hands on you? He said, you sure can. So I went over there and I looked up the pastor and I said, you want to lay hands on him with me? He said, yes, I will, Thurman. So he come back there and we laid hands on Fred and I cursed that cancer, prayed the prayer of faith for him, commanded that thing to leave, remitted his sins, did everything I knew to do. I said, now you're healed because it's written in the name of Jesus, written in God's Word. I said, now anybody else want to pray for Fred Simmons, you can pray for him. I backed up and go over there and sat down and Fred stood there and some people would say, Father, if it be your will you please heal Fred before in the morning when he goes? Or Lord, would you please guide the doctor's hand so they get all of his cancer? Now, I know y'all ever heard a prayer like that. You have, haven't you? I've heard too many of them myself. The next morning, Fred Simmons goes into the doctor's office and the doctor does some blood work. And he comes back, he said, Fred, I don't understand what happened since Friday. But he said, I'm going to do another check, a complete check of your blood. And then about 30 minutes later, he come back, he said, you know, Fred, I don't know. I just don't understand. He said, what did you do from Friday till today? He said, what do you mean? He said, it appears that your body's in perfect shape. Your blood is perfect. There's not a sign of cancer in your body. He said, what did you do from Friday till today? He said, we prayed last night. Oh, that couldn't have had anything to do with it, could it? All of us that are here today believe that could have had something to do with it, right? Sure. The prayer of faith heals the sick. And so when Fred got up and put his clothes on and come back home and told his wife, honey, I didn't have to have surgery. They prayed last night, you know. She said, I was there. She said, you know why you're healed? He said, why? He said, because Thurman's prayer. He's the only one that prayed in faith. And so Mrs. Simmons began to call all of her friends and tell everybody in the Baptist church, Fred was miraculously healed last night whenever they prayed for him down there. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that something? We don't even get excited about what Jesus is doing. And they told me I was just ecstatic. You know, I was. And of course, then a few days later, I was out here building fence and my neighbor, which is a Church of Christ, he come up out there and he said, Thurman, praise. He said, how's things going today? I said, praise God, everything's going great. I said, Jesus is doing such wonderful things. He said, Jesus is doing wonderful things. Like what? I said, just wonderful things. I said, I'm seeing people get saved. I said, I'm praying for people, seeing God get healed people. He said, Thurman, you're crazy. He said, you know God don't do miracles no more. That went away with the apostles. I said, no, you show me that in the Word. He said, well, I don't, my preacher talks about it, so he said, he don't do that no more. I said, you know, how about your neighbor? Your neighbor lives right across the street from you over there on the road, Brother Fred Simmons. Oh, he said, I heard about that. He said, what kind of cancer did he have? I said, well, I don't know. He said, see there, if you healed him, you would know what kind of cancer he had. I said, I didn't heal him. I just prayed for him. He said, you know, if you knew what you were doing, you would have had to know what kind of cancer. I said, so all I do is pray for people. I don't have to know what they got. I said, Jesus takes care of that. He said, you trying to tell me you think that that man was healed because of your prayer? I said, no, sir. I know he was. I ain't trying to tell you. I know he was healed because of my prayer. He said, Thurman, you have lost your ever-loving mind. And he turned and walked off. And from that day to this, he won't hardly speak to me. Nowhere. I don't care where I... Hi, brother, how you doing? Oh, okay, Thurman. And he just goes right on. He won't talk to me. He thinks I've lost it. Praise God, I have. I've lost it. And that's why some of you are here today, right? When God shows up to heal you, which many of you have held up your hands. Some of you have been here. Some of you have been here when I prayed for you and either got instantly healed or got healed before you got home or a week or two later, and you know that it was God that healed you. You know. That's why some of you keep coming back, because you know what I teach is the truth. Now then, Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you that you are running the show. You're running everything, Lord. So these end time things that we're talking about are so exciting. But I praise you and thank you that you're in control and you're bringing everything to pass just like you said. You are going to bring all nations against Israel in the last days. Lord, we're there. I praise you and thank you for being your son. And I praise you and thank you for having the privilege to do what you called me to do. Teach your people how to get healed, because you want your church healed. Just like you brought them out of Egypt, you brought them out not one single weak or feeble among them. I believe that's what you want to do at the rapture. You want to take us out, all of us well and healthy. And I praise you and thank you, Father, as you bless us today as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you had heard before that when God brought the children out of Egypt, there was not one sick or one feeble among them? You heard that? You know, did you see the Ten Commandments? Did that fit the Ten Commandments? No. They had people on stretchers. They was dragging them on. I thought, you know, when I saw it, I thought, you know, God, they done a great job on that movie, but they needed to read the scripture a little closer, because there was no weak or feeble or among them. God said every one of them was healed and they were strong. They were all able to carry their own load. Grandpas and grandmas were able to carry their children, the grandbabies. They wasn't weak and old. They were able to go and do things. Praise the Lord. Now then, how to be healed. Number one, you must know what the will of God is in the matter to be able to receive by faith what is yours. You cannot receive your healing without faith. You have to know that it is God's will to heal you. If you go through life thinking, well, I know God can, I know God is even willing for her or him, but I'm not sure it's really for me. When that little doubt, that's all it takes to not work. And I remember one time when talking about diabetes, I was out in Oregon, and I taught a pretty good-sized church out there and had a great big opening in the front, and at least 100 people lined up in a big circle, semicircle around the front. And I remember the man on the far end. When I walked up, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, I had diabetes. I said, oh, you had it? He said, yeah, I had it when I came here today. But he said, I've heard something today I've never heard before. He said, I had it, but I don't have it no more. He said, I've repented of every sin, and said the sin of unbelief and doubt probably what brought it on me. But he said, I'm telling you today, I'm going home. I'm going to throw away my insulin. He said, I don't have it no more. It's done. Jesus has healed me. I'm healed. My pancreas is working perfect. And I said, you want me to pray for you? He said, well, yeah, you can agree with me in prayer. But he said, I really don't think I even need that. Now, is his faith strong?
Yes.
So I prayed for him, agreed with him in prayer, and then I went through all these people. I got to the last woman on the other end. What's wrong with you? She said, I have diabetes. You notice the difference between these two people? He had it. She has it. She said, now, I've never heard this kind of teaching, but she said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home and put my insulin on the shelf, and then I'm going to try it for a few days and see how I can make it without it. You're shaking your head back there like you don't think she got healed. She didn't get healed, did she? No, I called both. I told both these people. I thought, I told that guy, he was so bold. I said, sir, can I have your phone number? I said, or would you call me in a month to let me know how you're doing? He said, I'll just call you. No problem. He said, I got your phone number. He said, it's on every one of them tapes. He said, I'll call you. I said, okay. I got over, I said, ma'am, I said, would you call me in a month to let me know how you're doing? She said, I will. Well, about a month later, this guy called. He said, Brother Thurman, this is so-and-so from Oregon. I said, praise God, how you doing? He said, I ain't never been better. He said, I tell you, I'm praise God, I'm healed. I ain't had no insulin. He said, I'm running and playing. My insulin levels are perfect. He said, I am healed just like I told you that day. I had diabetes, but I don't have it no more. Well, a few days later, that girl called. And I said, how are you doing? She said, well, Mr. Scrivener, I went just a couple of days, and I got hurting so bad I couldn't stand it. I had to start taking my insulin again. She said, I'm not healed. Now, what made the difference between those two people? One of them believed, and the other one didn't. You know? So, you must know what the will of God is before you can receive by faith what is yours. See? Because, see, you can't fool God. Now, faith is a very awesome thing. And if you'd asked me 30 years ago, do you have faith? I'd have said, absolutely, I have great faith. Didn't know how to spell it. Didn't have a clue how to spell it. But I thought I had faith. But I didn't. Why? Because I never saw a miracle, never saw a healing, didn't see nothing. I never saw an answer to prayer. Do you think a man with great faith would be seeing God do something? So. Yes, sir. You'd think so. Yes, I'm with you. Now, you must be taught what the Word says before you can have the great faith to receive from God. You must know what His promises are. Now, you cannot go beyond knowledge on any subject. That's just like whenever I was going to become a pilot on an airplane. I used to build model airplanes at home. I loved airplanes from the time I was just a little kid. And then when I got to be a grown boy, I wanted to learn how to fly a real airplane. Did I have any knowledge about how to fly one? No, I'd flown them little bitty ones. You know, I remember that when I used to build those things, and I finally got to where I could build one that had a little gasoline engine on it and I built a little U-line on it. Nobody taught me any of the principles, and of course, I didn't read the instructions very well, so my sister would hold the little airplane, and I'd get it and hold the thing. I said, okay, sis, turn it loose, and I'd know that the elevator's supposed to go up to make it go up, so I would pull it like this, and it'd go, one crash. I sure did crash a lot of them. One day, I was over in town going to fly one, and a guy saw me crash one, and he says, I had two of them. And he says, would you like for me to show you how to fly that so you don't crash it the first loop?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.